don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Systems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this absolutely terrific Thursday, November 7th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers. Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Man, am I getting, I'm getting the absolute text message blow-ups from all you rhinos out there. I know. Let's see. Let's get into the first one. When I said, basically, people didn't like the fact that he lives in Florida, not Michigan. Then the text response came. That's bullcrap. These people are stupid. Do they feel better that having a Marxist commie senator that voted twice to impeach their presidential candidate, Donald Trump, that they, well, basically, they voted for her because she lives here? You mean like Jack Bergman? These people are idiots. The same ones that voted straight Republican ticket and skipped the judge races or are too lazy to vet the nonpartisan candidates. There is no such thing as nonpartisan. We need judges identified on the ballot. That I agree with. Why? Why are the judges nonpartisan? Do you know both Bolden and Thomas defeated O'Grady and Fink? Had O'Grady and Fink had an R behind their name, they would have got elected. Why? Because everybody else on the ticket who was a real Republican, I'm talking a real Republican. Vicky is a real Republican county clerk, unlike Cheryl Guy. Cheryl Guy lied to the people of Antrim County for the last 12 years when she got elected every 4 years running as a Republican. Cheryl Guy has never voted for a Republican. It's a bald-faced lie. I know people have said, oh, no, I know her. She's a Republican. No, she's not. She ran as a Republican to get elected in Antrim County. That's what you do. That's why they're so upset that a real Republican is now going to be sworn in January as the county clerk of this county. To prove the point that we are real Republicans, Monday, this coming Monday, November the 11th, we're going to have a party. It is normally the Antrim County Conservative Union's monthly meeting at the Torch Lake Township Hall. Well, this coming Monday, November the 11th, will be the last meeting of the Antrim County Conservative Union. We are shutting it down. We are joining forces with the Antrim County GOP. They are no longer the Antrim County Republican Party. They are the Antrim County absolutely new Republican Party here in Antrim County. That's what we are becoming part of. Antrim County Conservative Union is dying. I'm burying it Monday night at the pizza party. We're going to have music and pizza. Bring your own bottles, your own beverages, BYOB. Bring some chips and cookies and something to pass, whatever, but we're going to have the pizza. And we're going to have music, and we're going to celebrate. I'm going to have the big 4x8 Donald Trump sign there. I'm going to have a couple of Vicky's 4x4s and some yard signs, and we are going to celebrate our victory in Antrim County. If you live in Antrim County and you want to come be part of it, God bless you. But here's the point. Why are we joining the Republican Party here in Antrim County? Because it's a new county party. They supported real Republicans in the primary. The real Republicans in the primary won the primary race, except for a couple of county commissioners and the sheriff's race. We lost that in the primary. The good old boys from Mancelona, undersheriff of former sheriff Dan Bean, who was the acting sheriff and had to run for his first election, won, beat our good constitutional sheriff candidate, Matt Muledar. We lost that, and we lost two commissioner races that should have gone our way, but they didn't. That's okay. We'll get you next time. Because the Antrim County Conservative Union is joining forces with the Antrim County GOP, and we are going to work together. My event, and I call it my event because I do most of the dang work, the August Fun Shoot Pig Roast will be sponsored next year by the Antrim County GOP. Because I am burning the banners. No, I might keep them for posterity. I might keep those. But here's the point. Like, I'm getting rid of the Antrim County Conservative Union. Vicky and I are shutting it down and joining the local county party. You rhinos? You moderates? You Republicans that support gay marriage? You Republicans that support abortion? You Republicans that are kind of squishy, mushy on Second Amendment rights, your perspective is over. Your ability to get your rhino Republicans to win primary elections and then tell us that you guys need to get behind our candidate because this is the nominee, and we have to get behind the nominee, and we have to get him elected in November, or the evil Democrats are going to win. Uh-uh. Not doing it anymore. Lisa Trombley was a Jack Bergman puppet candidate. His chief of staff, Tony Liss, and their political consultant, Strategic National, John Yab in Grand Rapids, handpicked her to win the primary over the candidate that could have won, Katie Nis. Why do I say that? Because Katie Nis had name recognition in that district when she ran against John Roth in the Republican primary and lost by 108 votes. Katie Nis had $250,000 worth of name recognition already in the bank from running previously in the primary. What did they do? They parachuted in this woman from Northern Virginia who had moved to Grand Traverse and then screwed up in the debate when she said she was running to represent the people of Northern Virginia. I mean Northern Michigan. I saw the TV ads. Betsy Kofia, her political consultant, jumped all over that. Those TV ads started immediately. And you know what the ad said? Well, while we welcome people to relocate to our beautiful Northern Michigan, we want representation from somebody that's really from here, not a carpetbagger from Northern Virginia. And then they played the screw-up again on the debate. Vote for Betsy Kofia, the real Northern Michigander. Mike Rogers was a carpetbagger. Just like Jack Bergman's a carpetbagger. Well, guess what? Bergman endorsed Rogers. Trump endorsed Rogers. Trump did it because he got $10 million in his legal defense fund. They handpicked Lisa Trombley, and she got her butt kicked. Had they run Katie Ness, Katie would have beat Betsy. Well, guess what? There's going to be another election in 2 years. We're already starting it. Do you know I've had two people already contact me wanting me to endorse their candidacy for governor? Two. Of course, I've already told you about one of them, Kevin Rinke. I'm not going to mention the other guy's name because he doesn't have a snowball chance in hell of winning. I asked him point blank, you got $1 million to put in your campaign? Well, no, Randy, you see, I'm going to be a grassroots candidate. I'm going to take money from the people. They're going to get behind my ideas. They're going to support me, and they're going to donate their $20. Not interested, dude. Have a nice day. Sorry, you're going to lose. Kevin Rinke or Perry Johnson will be the candidate. Tudor Dixon might get back in the game. She's going to get her butt kicked. She's a loser. She lost. Not interested in Tudor Dixon in any way, shape, or form. She's going to try to stay relevant. She started some BS website news organization. The Northwesterner or whatever the heck it's called. Don't even care. Tudor, don't even call me. Not interested. Well, I got the money. No, no, no. You're a loser. We need a fresh candidate to win the August primary in 26 and absolutely beat Dugan or Chris Swanson, the Democrat. Johnson Benson is not going to be the Democrat nominee. I can guarantee it. You have to get over this. I'm going to continue on with this text message. A skipped vote for Rogers was a vote for Slotkin. It's all relative. Einstein's epigram is proof. Many of the things you can't count, no votes, really do count. It's actually an extra vote for the enemy. I understand. But the people don't care. It's that simple. When you put up a flawed candidate who doesn't even live in the state, who won't debate, he's not going to get the support. It's Mike Rogers' very own fault. He listened to stupid political consultants. Lost to Slotkin by 18,000 votes. 18,000 on a statewide U.S. Senate race? That's, I think, within the margin of recount. But you can't, because you can't recount Detroit. Final segment of Hour 1. We'll be right back.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Hey, Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAWater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAWater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Folks out there that own firearms are looking to buy a new or used gun or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show, final segment of hour number one. I've been reminded about the 47% off absolute party that's happening at Frisky's Farm Market this Saturday. Not tomorrow, Saturday, November 9th, 11 to 2 p.m. It's going to be their fall sale, 47% off. I believe apples, cider, all of it. I don't think they're giving 47% off of the store. I could be wrong, but it's going to be a party. Vicky and I are going to be there. The Antrim County GOP is going to be there. Kind of a mini victory party for Vicky, Donald Trump, all of our Republicans that won. Lisa Trombley won't be there, of course. She was a loser. Bad candidate. Well, the party is on. So it's this Saturday. If you want to come and be a part of it, come get your picture taken with everybody. Come have some fun. It's supposed to be dry, sunny, blue skies, but bring a coat. Bring a scarf and wear warm boots because you will get sick. It is fall, baby. Most of the leaves are off the trees. Got to get out there with my blower. I got a foot thick of leaves in my backyard. So absolutely going to party, party, party. We are so excited. Let me see. Can I save this? Yes, I can. Hey, you know what? I got a flyer for it. USA GOP Victory Celebration. Free donuts, cider, and pizza this Saturday, November 9th, from 11 to 2. Antrim County GOP donations will be appreciated because they're funding the pizza. This is going to be a party. This is number one. And then Monday night, pizza party at Torch Lake Township Hall at 6 o'clock. We're going to have the celebration of life. I'm not going to call it a funeral. We're going to have the celebration of life of the Antrim County Conservative Union and a new beginning. A new day has dawned here in Antrim County. And you guys need to do it everywhere. If you don't want to open up an organization like we did and create a website and get a bank account and do all the stuff that we did, get precinct delegates, the patriots elected, the America First, Make America Great Again, Make America Healthy Again, patriots elected as precinct delegates. Then you take over the party like we did here in Antrim County, like they did in Presque Isle County, like they've done in other counties around the state of Michigan. And then guess what? Once you get your people in place, you rewrite the bylaws, you get your candidates supported in the primaries like we did here in Antrim County. Oh, God, you should have seen the newspaper letters to the editor. Only parties shouldn't be endorsing in an open primary. That's not their function. They need to stay out of primaries, and whoever wins the primary, then that's who they need to get behind. Yeah, blow it out your snack, dude. Shut up. It's not how we do it anymore. That's the way the old Republican parties used to do it. Back in the day when Ron Weiser was the chair and Bobby Shostak and all you rhino Republicans. And guess what? Many of you are dying. It's called old age. June Smith, was that her name? That old Republican rhino down in Traverse City, Vicky? She died. We're going to die. We need to replace ourselves. We need to get young people like Donald Trump did when he chose J.D. Vance as his vice president. Why did he do it? The guy is smart. The guy is a great public speaker. The guy can take on the media. He can do the media, handle the media almost better than Carrie Lake, the former news reporter, conservative that lost her U.S. Senate race in Arizona because of the fraudulent voting that goes on in Arizona. It's worse in Arizona, for folks, than it is here in Michigan. We got one county. They've got one, too. It's called Maricopa. They suppress the Republican vote, and the Republicans are stupid enough to let them get away with it. But I digress. Donald Trump chose a young person to be his vice president because he knows he can only serve two terms. Thank you, FDR. We amended our Constitution after FDR, and guess what? Two terms, you're out. Just like George Washington started the tradition of it. Well, J.D. Vance will be the Republican nominee in 2028. And J.D. Vance will defeat Gavin Newsom or Gretchen Whitmer. It won't even be close. I cannot wait to see the Democrat debate of Gavin Newsom, governor of California, Gretchen Whitmer, the governor of Michigan, debate. Whichever one wins, J.D. Vance will beat in 2028. But again, I don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves. We need to start working on 2026. It starts today. Top of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner-